Activia offers a range of yogurts which are a delicious way to look after your gut health. From the fruit range with carefully selected ingredients to no added sugar and 0% fat offering, as well as a cereals range, there's an Activia for everyone. Made with a unique blend of 5 ferments, creating an irresistibly creamy texture, each pot of Activia is a source of calcium, making it the perfect addition to your daily routine. Activia helps support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins.
The annual Easy Living Furniture Roadshow Sale ends this Sunday. This is your last chance to save big, as absolutely everything is reduced across sofas, dining, bedroom and accessories. We've got everything you need to create the perfect living space with affordable prices and unbeatable quality. And with interest-free finance available, now really is the time to visit your local Easy Living Furniture store. Don't miss out. Find your local store online at easylivingfurniture.ie.
You're listening to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Activia. Activia offers a range of yogurts that help support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins. Welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry. Folks, to floss or not to floss? To mouthwash or not? Veneers or straightening? You may also have a lot of questions when it comes to dentistry, and dentist Dr. Brona Keane, also known as Ireland's Tooth Fairy, is here to answer all your questions. Brona, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I'm very nervous. I was having my cup of tea on the tray on the way up this morning. I was like, oh my God, I'm talking to a dentist later on. She's going to grill me for having my cup of tea.
No, I'm actually really nice, unless you're putting sugar in it.
Definitely not. So tea is okay.
Yeah, tea is okay. It's just going to be staining your teeth. Also, I'm not going to ask you to do a lie detector there on that. No. With the sugar.
Oh, no, there's no sugar. Absolutely no sugar, but too much tea. Far too much tea.
It's just going to stain your teeth. So like from that degree, obviously, from like an aesthetic concern. But like unless you're putting sugar in it, I'm pretty happy for you to have it.
Okay. So should we be drinking tea with the straw?
Well, if you can't, anything that's not water, if you want to minimize the staining on your teeth, it's best to have it with a straw. And then especially like your fizzy drinks, because obviously then that's got your added sugar in it. But obviously then you don't want to be having any of those things too much either. Your straw is not your excuse. Let's just set that
right.
straight.
Okay. So some tea is okay because I don't drink coffee. What about coffee? For those who do drink coffee, is coffee worse than tea?
Like same as the coffee in terms, or same as the tea in terms of the stains. And then just like watering it down or milking it down with any of your milks, but preferably actually dairy milk. So cow's milk would be the best for picking up the stains and reducing the stains on your teeth.
Good way.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, the Dairy Council will love you. Okay, that was good. All right, let's get started. Basic do's and don'ts then when it comes to teeth. Don't take a brushing session off. That's important. Consistency is important.
Consistency is so important. And because, well, first of all, like people are always like just getting their brushing up right before coming into the dentist. So like, you know, if you're going to do that, at least do it 2 weeks before. Because if you start the day before, we're definitely going to know that you're cheating.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
So it takes 2 weeks for your gums to heal after you've improved your gum brushing. Now, I'm not promoting to just start brushing 2 weeks before the dentist.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely, it's still based on consistency. So you want to just make sure that you're not having any inflammation in your gums. So when your gums are bleeding, it's actually a sign of a low-grade gum infection known as gingivitis. And a lot of the time when people see that bleeding, when they spit out or floss or brush or whatever, they actually then gear away from brushing sometimes because they're like worried they're damaging their gums.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. What you want to actually do is you want to actually give your teeth more TLC and focus on the brushing more, because if there's that bleeding, there's inflammation, which is swelling of the gums. And if you have any swelling in your body, like your gums, you actually initiate an inflammation reaction throughout your whole body. And that is why there's then the link between like dementia, gum health, heart disease, stroke. So while people always think that's wild, it is actually true. We can't do a flat study on it because we can't just start giving people dementia and heart problems, but the link is definitely there. So definitely consistency. And like, people are always like, oh, do I have to floss? And like, the answer.
Oh, we're going to get to flossing in a minute. I saw,
I was so eager on the flossing.
You're all right. We're going to send the bleeding gums bit. So when people see kind of a little bit of blood having brushed their teeth, what you're telling me is keep going.
Keep going. Yeah. And it will actually, you'll probably notice the bleeding there for like the two weeks. And it might even take a little bit longer because it's just taking for that to repair. Now, in saying that, if you notice the bleeding kind of extending past that 2 weeks, you do want to just get it checked by your dentist because you may have like a more progressive form of gum disease. And then that means that your dentist might need to have you on different rotations. So rather than 6 month cleans, you might have to be on like a rotation of 3 or 4 months.
Oh, yeah. So it should be every 6 months that you're going to get your teeth cleaned.
Get your teeth cleaned, yes. But you don't want to like just be like self-diagnosing. So if there's something wrong, like bleeding, do get it checked, because then at least if it's nothing, or it's like, well, we're not calling gum disease nothing, but if it's something like minor, at least that's ruled out because there can be other issues. So the bleeding is really important. And it's the number one thing that we look for in the dental checkup when you come in to make sure that your gums are healthy. Yes. And then the other thing about the gum disease is, even if you get on top of your brushing, again, it's a progressive disease. So just getting on top of it once isn't going to be good enough. It's constantly progressing. So if you have to just keep on top of it, because otherwise it will actually pick up where it left off the last time and just continue.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you'll get into the bone loss around the teeth, which is leading to tooth loss.
Fascinating. Okay. And how long do we, this is like going back to school. Yeah. How long should you, because people forget, right? Life is busy. So this is really, we've never done, in 6 years of recording, we've never done teeth. And it's really interesting. How long should you brush your teeth for?
You should be brushing for about 2 minutes, but also if you're on an electric toothbrush, so none of the toothbrushes.
Which is better now, an electric or normal?
So literally whatever suits you. So I don't want
politicians' answer. Okay.
Well, if you're like me, I don't want you using an electric toothbrush that you've forgotten to charge to charge things. And then you start doing the electric toothbrush manually.
Guilty as charged.
That's the worst thing to be doing, because you're not being effective at all. And the manual toothbrush is a different technique to the electric toothbrush. So if you do whatever suits you, I'm happy, because you're going to be the most effective at brushing. Okay. But you just have to be using the right technique. So with your manual toothbrush, you want to be doing in a circular motion. And with your electric toothbrush, you want to be doing 2 seconds on each tooth, on each surface, just holding it, because the toothbrush is doing the work rather than you doing that circular motion.
With the electric one?
With the electric.
Okay.
But equally, brushing in a circle is also good with the manual, but you just want to make sure that you're not going in to scrub your teeth.
Yes.
Because the scrubbing is going to cause that gum recession. So please don't be saying that to your kids to go in and scrub your teeth. It's kind of like
So we're saying brush your teeth, but don't scrub them really hard.
Don't scrub them really hard, because you're actually going to push that gum back. So that's the gum recession. And you're going to expose the root, get sensitive teeth, also leading to like gum issues.
Wow.
So go in and brush your teeth in a nice circular motion is what we should be saying.
If you're getting an electric toothbrush, make sure it has a pressure sensor.
Yeah, because then that will tell you if you're brushing too hard or when you're brushing too hard.
I never even knew there were such things. Okay, we're learning
it's
lots.
It's that red thing that lights up. But if you're not charging yours, it's not going to light up.
No, I've gone back to the manual. Water flossing and water flossing.
So yeah, people love water flossers because people love gadgets.
Those who don't know what a water flosser is, let's start
there. It's like a mini hose between your teeth what I'm going to describe it as, or a little water gun even.
Okay.
And it's going to just spray the water between your teeth. And because it's kind of like fun, nearly people want to use it as an alternative to floss. But nothing beats mechanical cleaning. Like full stop. And the water flosser is only going to like power hose water through, but it's not actually going to brush the teeth. So your little interdental brushes are going to be like pipe cleaners, and they're going to actually brush the tooth rather than just spraying water.
Like a floss brush.
A little brush that's similar to floss, but it would be more regarded as the gold standard. So it's they're little brushes, and they've got little frilly bits on the end.
Go on.
Yeah.
I've
I'm making
never,
them so way funner than
ever.
They
sound very good. I'm going to check them out in the chemist on the way home and see what they're all about.
So boring.
And would that be better than floss now? So we've gone for water flossing, which we're saying, maybe not.
So water flosser, if you want to use it in conjunction with the floss or the interdental brushes, which then is just adding another step. So
yes.
I say don't bother if you get
So then would you go flossing or the interdental brush?
Yes. Yeah.
Either
of those is good. But then the floss, the only issue with it is cheaper. And so that's good. The others, the interdental brushes, I just want to say are not single use. So people often get worried because they're a bit more expensive, but they're not single use. But, and I'm getting into very little petty details on that. But anyway.
This is really, I love chatting to people who are really passionate about what they do, whether it's like selling cars or dentistry. It's the same. Someone with a passion is fascinating.
But the floss is then, you want to bring it down past the contact of the teeth, like the dance, you know, move side to side, not just go because you're going to just like slice the gums doing that, and that's how most people do it, to like do it speedy.
So everyone's listening and thinking, how do I floss? Okay, so you're floss by putting them in between each and ridge.
Passing it back and forth, bring it down between the two teeth, and then you bring it in a C shape around each tooth, plunging it under the gum.
Oh yeah. So you've a bit of floss in each hand, you put it behind the tooth and you floss it.
Yes, around in a C-shape.
C-shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you see, it's just a little more technique sensitive. Okay. So that's why the interdental brushes are great, because they just go, it's just faster.
I've never heard it. Like, every day's a school day. Guess where we're going on the way home to Cork. I want an interdental brush. Mouthwash. Let's talk about mouthwash.
So mouthwash, again, is something that a lot of people like to use after brushing their teeth, often because that's what mouthwash adverts tell you to do and the movies tell you to do, but they are not supported by literature. So if you're using mouthwash, use it at a different time of the day. We do...
A different time? This is all getting very complicated. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I hope everyone's taking notes. So if you're using water, no, you don't want to rinse after brushing your teeth at all.
I read that. Okay, yeah. Why?
Because it's like putting cream on your skin. So the toothpaste is like putting cream on your skin and then just jumping in the shower if you rinse it off. So you're not letting any of that toothpaste soak in, and you're not letting the fluoride from the toothpaste strengthen the teeth and harden them. And you're leaving yourself more susceptible to cavities.
And does that apply if you, say if you rinse after brushing your teeth with water, does that wash everything off as well?
Yeah, so you don't want to rinse with water because there's like a negligible amount of fluoride
in it. Don't
rinse
at all.
Just spit and walk away.
Go on.
Just walk away.
Okay. Okay. Changing lives here. So when you're brushing your teeth, don't rinse basically is what you're saying. And then if you're using a mouthwash, use it later.
Yeah, because the mouthwash only has a third of the amount of fluoride in it, compared to toothpaste. So again, if you're just getting rid of all the goodness of the toothpaste, so use it at a different time of the day, or if you're kind of taking it for like, if you have a high susceptibility to cavities or you have gum disease, then get a specifically tailored one for that and use it before brushing your teeth, but just not after. Yeah, but I think after work is a good time, or after lunch, because you're just doing an added boost of all these goodness compared to just like trying to bombard yourself with too many steps when you're brushing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Following on the mouthwash conversation, bad breath.
Bad breath.
Tell me about that. And because people use mouthwash for that reason, or a lot of the time for that reason.
Yeah. So, well, just on kind of that note, just with the... A little sidebar is that the mouthwash, you don't want it to have any alcohol in it, because alcohol mouthwash, I don't even know why it's on the shelves, but you look, alcohol mouthwash is going to cause dry mouth. Mm-hmm. Dry mouth is going to cause cavities, and it's also going to cause bad breath if you have dry mouth. That was my link there. So the bad breath, though, can be like from... not cleaning your tongue, and now people sometimes go down the tongue scraper route.
Oh yeah, on the back of the toothbrush is a scraper thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would prefer if you just use a soft bristle toothbrush, because if you actually go too aggressive on your tongue, what you can damage is the taste buds on your tongue and then have sensory issues when you're older. So you don't want to start scrubbing your tongue either. You kind of just want to be gentle and just remove any kind of like, I guess, discoloration on your tongue. But the bad breath can also be from cavities, it can be from gum disease, or it can be from like reflux. So a lot of the time when people come in with bad breath and they don't have the other things, or even if they come in with chipped or shortened teeth, I'll actually always tell them to check in with their GP for reflux, because a lot of people have silent reflux and you can see they won't have the heartburn or the coughing or anything like that, but they'll have evidence on their teeth of it. And then I'll tell them to go to their GP, and I always hope they go.
Wow. Yeah. Fascinating. Okay.
Yeah, because then your GP can just resolve that with like a medication, rather than like ruining your teeth and stuff. Because if your teeth are getting ruined from the reflux in your stomach, imagine what it's doing to the everything insides. Between.
Yeah, course, yeah.
So it is a really like important thing, because also like the reflux is one of the bleeding problems to problems on your esophagus at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teeth whitening.
Teeth whitening.
Popular.
Very
it's
popular.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
The super white. Good God. Like they're, yeah.
It's right. a super way to market your products.
Absolutely. Tell me about it. It's very, it couldn't be more trendy. There's
yeah.
toothpastes. There's other
strips.
Treatments that you can get done. Strips, all kinds of things.
Lasers, yeah. So the whitening in the EU has like been regulated. And basically for over-the-counter products like your whitening strips and your toothpaste and whitening mouthwash, they are not licensed to have more than 0.1% of hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
So that's compared to a prescription amount of 6% from your dentist when you get the professional at-home whitening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with yeah. The stuff they put in the thing.
In the trays and you wear it overnight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's a huge difference, 0.1 to 6. So the 0.1 basically isn't doing anything.
No.
So they add other acids and abrasive particles to whiten your teeth. So that's why I kind of regard them as like stain removers, because they're only scrubbing off the top layer of your tooth and they are not penetrating the tooth to be effective, okay? And when they scrub off the top layer of your teeth with these abrasive particles, they're pinning that white layer on your tooth, which okay. is the outer layer, which is the enamel, and they're thinning that, and then they're making the underneath layer, which is yellow, called dentine, be more prominent. So with age, then your whitening toothpaste is going to give you yellow teeth. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you realize that is a clip we're absolutely going to use for Instagram? As you blow up the whole market of teeth whitening toothpaste. Okay. Wow.
Mind
right.
blown.
Okay.
I know. So another product I don't understand why it's on the shelves, because it is thinning your enamel. It's causing yellow teeth. It's causing sensitive teeth, and people still use it because people are looking for a cheap alternative. And I understand that. But you would be better off setting aside a smaller amount of money each month, the money that you're buying these whitening products with, and getting the whitening in the future. Because
okay. with your dentist.
With your dentist. So your professional at-home whitening. Because that's not going to damage your teeth. It doesn't change the composition of your teeth at all.
Even though it has more hydrogen peroxide in it.
Yes, because okay. the reason that it's licensed by the EU and regulated is because they want a dentist to check you beforehand to make sure that there's no other underlying issues, so that it's not going to cause other issues. So like, say, for example, if you had a tooth with a big cavity in it, it's going to lead to a root canal. So you want to get checked first to get the cavity filled and then do your whitening so that you don't come in those problems. So the professional at-home whitening is not going to alter the composition of your teeth. It only just breaks down the stains in your teeth. So it just oxidizes those stains. And that type of whitening, the one that's done at night for about 6 weeks, is only going to cause short-term sensitivity. Now, the
go on.
The laser whitening that's done in the dental chair
yes.
is a big no-no.
Okay. So we're saying no to laser whitening, no to the toothpaste that you buy, which says it's going to whiten your teeth, because it's not. The only one we're saying to use is the dentist kind of...
One of the trays that you wear at night.
Yes.
Yeah, I sound like a whitening Grinch, but it's
the
only...
You're a qualified professional. That's okay. What's the laser?
The laser, so it's done in the dental chair, right? And the laser is to be attracted to the darkest thing in the tooth.
Okay.
Which is supposed to be the stain.
Yes.
Yes. But it's actually the nerve. So it's
okay.
the nerve is attracting, because it's got the blood vessels and everything, it's dark, the pulp, and it's attracting all that energy from the laser. So that's why when people be like, oh my God, I got laser years ago and I still have sensitive teeth, they 100% got the laser. And so that's going to irritate the nerve long-term with long-term sensitivity. And it's a bit of a scam, because it only lasts for a year versus the 5 years of the professional at-home whitening. So that lasts 5 years, the at-home one. And then the laser one lasts about a year, but most of the effect is gone after a week, because when you are sitting there with your mouth open for an hour, your teeth get dehydrated, which gives this illusion of white teeth. And then when they rehydrate over the next week, they dull.
Okay.
I know.
Wow. So you walk out thinking, oh my God, my teeth are so white. And a week later, they're back to the way they were.
And then you want to go back in and get more, because you're like, oh my God, I loved them last week.
Wow. Okay. You're a regular customer then. God, we're hearing up loads of things. Okay. I'm going to pull it back to sugar now. Frequency or quantity? Which is worse?
So frequent. I'm not saying to go hell for leather on sugar, regardless. Yeah. But
in the real world, people are going to have.
I know, like
a can of Coke or whatever it is, sugar in tea or coffee or something. Or
totally,
whatever.
And I would be, if anyone knew me, they would call me a hypocrite if I said I didn't have sugar. I have a little sweet tooth, but anyway, it's definitely frequency,
like 100%
is worse. Yeah, so. Again, like you want to kind of like limit your treats. So things that I always say is like try to not have sugars in your breakfast and try to drink water throughout the day. Don't be putting dilutes in your water and stuff like that. Because if you reduce the amount of times you have sugar, then it lets you have a treat at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Do you know? But you can't just keep splurging. I'm sure you have loads of analogies for that.
What
yourself.
About sugar in smoothies then?
So the problem with smoothies is just that it's broken down the sugars in the fruit and it's got them ready to attack your teeth, basically.
The Dairy Council will love you. The smoothies people will not. Okay. So they're not, they're in moderation.
Yeah, they're in moderation. Or like, again, like try to, like I would honestly keep them for weekends kind of thing. But also I would have them like with food. So like have them with your toast. So it's not just like the acid sitting there. They're kind of being diluted with the other food.
You just have a pH stabilizer or something. Yeah.
And then that would be the same with your orange juices and stuff. And you just really want to make sure that you're not brushing your teeth directly after smoothies and acidic things, because that's when your teeth are going to be particularly vulnerable because of that drop in pH, so that acid base. Your teeth will drop for an hour afterwards, and you're up to an hour afterwards. So your teeth can be rotting for up to an hour after any food. But like it's going to be particularly strong after your citruses and smoothies.
Okay.
Which is why I want you to limit the frequency of sugars. So again, if you're going to have two, three biscuits, maybe four.
The pack over Christmas, whatever it may be. Yeah.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Have them literally in 5 minutes
rather
than one now, one an hour, one in another hour.
Because so the sugar dump at the same time.
Because you don't want to keep spreading that out, because otherwise your teeth are now rotting for 4 hours rather than one hour from the 5 minutes. And that's why the plain water is so important, because you generally sip on water all day or your dilutes all day, and it's not something, you don't just go in and down your dilute, you know? So it's just trying to reduce that. And also tap water is free. So it's
tap
plus
water
plus.
Or bottled water? Is there a difference?
Like tap water has fluoride in it. So I like tap water.
You're voting for tap water.
I'm voting for tap water. Okay. Yeah. And it's free and fluoride. So it's like plus plus.
Okay. The giving your teeth an hour after food. That's interesting now.
Yeah. So
I've seen loads of people do it. Women in particular, that they'll brush their teeth after they've had breakfast or lunch or whatever.
Yeah, so generally for brushing, if it's not your smoothies and citrusy things, I'd say wait the half an hour, because it's like up to an hour, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But so the main kind of effect is gone after the half an hour. Brushing your teeth before, though, you remove the protein layer on your teeth, which is protective, and you're supposed to wait like 2 hours for that to rebuild. So the brushing before and after thing, you kind of want to wait just half an hour either side of it regardless. Just as a by the way. But the main things that you really don't want to brush after that people do are vomiting, drinking coffees, citrus foods.
Okay, vomiting because the acidity of the bile.
Yeah, so all of those things are acidic. So that's even your coffees and stuff. So they're going to be the worst things for brushing straight after, and they're going to be the things that need probably that full hour to repair before brushing. I know, and then it's the things that you want to brush after. People will always have a coffee and then be like, oh, I just brushed my teeth before coming into you. And I'm like, great, double negative.
Wow. Okay, so give it an hour or two. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Fascinating. If people want to get to follow you, because presumably you do this on Instagram and stuff, I know you give out tips and kind of content and stuff, where can they find you?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram at Dior Bronagh-Keane. So Dior, Bronagh-Keane. That's my Instagram handle. Otherwise, I have a website, which is arlenstoothfairy.com.
Amazing. Bruna, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
20 minutes of the crack of the teeth I wasn't sure we were going to have. That's brilliant. Folks, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode of Real Health. You have so much homework this week. An hour or two after food before brushing your teeth. Don't use water or mouthwash at the same time as brushing your teeth. And above all, have a great and a healthy week. And we'll see you next week. So long, folks.